big news this week in your district, specifically for Whiteman Air Force Base.
Yes, I'm very excited, but certainly not surprised that the United States Air Force chose the brave men and women at Whiteman Air Force Base to continue the mission of the B-21 bomber. This is very exciting news for not only Johnson County, Whiteman Air Force Base, and the state of Missouri, but the U.S. as a whole. The B-21 bomber is scheduled to replace the B-2 stealth bomber sometime in the mid-2020s. It was great news to hear that the men and women at Whiteman Air Force Base will continue with their mission, and that Whiteman Air Force Base has been chosen as one of the bases to support the B-21.
On the floor this week, one of the measures getting quite a bit of time, not just this week, but in previous weeks as well, that's House Bill 1880, which relates to broadband for rural Missouri.
Yes, House Bill 1880 was passed out of the House and then the Senate this week with some minor changes. Basically, it would offer broadband internet to rural Missouri. It would also include provisions to compensate the landowners that have those broadband internet connections attached to poles running through their land. So I think it was a win-win for everyone. Most certainly having broadband internet in many of my rural counties has been a top priority for me, and I was finally glad to see that come to fruition.
I know your Veterans Committee has continued to meet and still hearing a lot of measures, not just from the House and Senate, both regarding our veterans.
Yes, it was great to hear House Bill 1368 by Representative Chuck Basie. This would extend the Missouri Returning Heroes Education Act to apply to combat veterans and give them a discount for graduate classes as they're pursuing a degree. Our combat veterans are veterans that have actually served in combat abroad, and most certainly anything that we can do to help them when they return home and help educate them and submit them into the workforce is definitely a win-win for everyone.
You know, for you, you had a resolution regarding term limits on the federal level. I believe that's made its way into the House now.
Yes, I had a House hearing for my resolution, which would apply term limits for Congress. Here in the state of Missouri, we have term limits. As a state representative, we can serve a total of 8 years. As a state senator, we can serve a total of 8 years. However, our counterparts in Washington, D.C. do not have term limits. What my resolution would do is call for an Article 5 convention for the sole purpose of discussing term limits for our federal counterparts in D.C. While I agree that experience is a great asset to have, some of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. have been over there 30 or 40 years, and I believe that we do need some turnover to bring in fresh new ideas, and not having term limits does not allow for that.